OTM Radio. Entrepreneurs on the move, reshaping life for a better tomorrow.
Hey, what's up? Hi, it's your girl, Sweet Pea, the Sassy Diva Show.
Run this back. I'm prepping for the
Sweet Pea, and the ones who's out there listening, thank you for taking time out this evening to listen to me speak. This evening I have Mocha B on the phone with me, interviewing her today about her book. It's not out yet, but I just had to share with everyone today about her book, because if you're the type of person who likes to laugh or cry or have a question mark over your head wondering what's going to happen next, this is the book for you to read. And it's touching. You get to the point like you want her to have a happy ending, and it's, you know, it's a true story. So I had to just interview Mocha D on this, and I'm going to bring my girl on. What's up, Mocha D?
What's up, sweet sassy T girl? Listen, I don't want to make everybody think I'm finna depress them and things like that. So you said if you like to cry, but you know what? To keep it 1,000.
I said cry,
like
laugh,
in that state
of
mind.
Of course, Marco, you're here wondering what's going to happen at the end, baby girl.
For those who do like to cry, listen, this is some medication for folks like that. You don't want to just be crying. You know what I mean? You would be crying of the joy at the end of the story or the end of the book. You know what I mean? Because, you know, I like to keep things positive and like to keep things, you know, it's a book to let you know it's going to be all right at the end of the day. A lot of people don't see a light. You know what I mean? A lot of people don't see the light. So that's basically what it's about, letting you know that there's a light at the end of the tunnel in your life. You know what I mean?
Yes, Mocha D, I know what you mean. And before we get started on your book, for the listeners out there who want to look you up, can you let them know a little bit about you?
Oh, you hear? I thought you had something to go with that.
Like,
how can they find me? You know, you can find me on Twitter at Mocha D. You know, you can go to Twitter and find me at the under Mocha D. You can always hit me up on Facebook. I'll be under Ramona Simpson. You can go to Mocha D at yahoo.com. You can do one of the three things to get in touch with me. And you can also go to EOTM, because as you very well know, at this moment, I'm part of EOTM Radio. And you can always do that. And pull up Mocha D. We're doing a lot of things. This is just a part of the many things that's happening. You know, I do want you to know that the book itself is not part of EOTM. The book is not connected to EOTM, but you guys know that the whole purpose for EOTM, one of the main purposes for EOTM, is to allow people to breathe and branch and inspire and move out. Move on forward with whatever God has for you to do, just to have that confidence of knowing that you can do it. So this is one of the extensions, the extensions of EOTM, man. Just you can disconnect yourself, you know. You don't have to stay connected to the umbilical cord, people. Move on, move forward, and let's see what's really inside of you. So this is something
right.
That's been inside of me, and I want you guys to feel it and hear it, embrace it, so you can look at it from a look at things, look at life in another at another level, because I want to take you guys to another level. A lot of people
right.
think they're stuck. You know what I mean?
Hmm. Right. Well, I know you share, you know, a little bit of the book with me so far, what you're working on, and it caught my attention, of course. It was, you know, they even want you to even stop. That's how good it was to me, real talk. As you say, it's keeping 1,000. But I wanted to ask you what inspired you to actually just right now even write this story of your life. Why now?
Well, I'm going to tell you something, Sassy T. There comes a period in your life where you have to not, and you have to not think about yourself. This book is not for me. It's for the other people out there that's still speaking in only a voice that a dog can hear, you know. It's for people that are afraid to really branch out, speak out, everything like I was saying in the beginning of the show. This book is not for me. I decided to write it because I've been lately coming across quite a few people. I've been writing this for a while, but I just happened to meet a woman, a very powerful woman, And she's involved with quite a few things. It's a lot on her plate, but she done scooped all the vegetables and stuff to the side, perhaps even the meat to the side, because she believed in something I was trying to say and what I'm trying to do here. She believed in me. Actually, she's here. She's here this evening, and you know, she'll speak in a little while. And she goes by the name of Empress. So she can get into all that. She's been in the industry. She's done quite a few things. And she decided to embrace my story. And she says, you know, Mocha D, you got something to say. And I think a lot of people need to hear it. Not just want to hear it, but need to hear it. Because she recognized the fact that I was not only speaking the way, she showed me basically, you know what, you say you're doing it because you want other people to hear your story. You know, and you want other people to learn and just branch out from your story. But
right.
She saw that I needed it for me as well. You know, sometimes we
right.
don't realize what we really need for us, but I thought I was doing it for them, but she showed me, Mocha D, this is for you. You're not completely healed. She showed me that I'm not completely healed. So this book was a healing for me. It was a healing for me that I didn't even know I was dying and suffering inside because I've camouflaged my feelings, my emotions, and my pain so tough. I camouflaged it so tough, I thought I was all right. But
right.
after talking to her, she says,
right.
This is going to be a healing for you. You know what I mean? So I respect and I appreciate that.
Right, and everybody needs that motivation, and it's always that one special person will push you to do something
yeah.
that you should have done a long time ago. And like you said, you wrote the book because not for you, for, I guess, everybody who needs to hear this. Maybe, you know, it'll save someone, you know, is deep. I know you from Chi-Town and below the Winnie City, below zero, been through some things. You stand 4'11", so I know you were stuffing in that snow, barely could make it with your little short self. so I just want to say, I know you a strong woman, especially coming from Chicago. This is real talk. So, like everybody
yeah.
I was saying,
No, I'm just in agreement with you. You're absolutely right. You know what I mean? There's many people from many directions that need to understand. There's many people that are going to benefit from what I'm saying. There's going to be some people hurt, you know what I mean, because a lot of people don't know the story. For those who don't know out there, all you ears out there that don't know, Sweet Sassy T is my niece. And there's things in this book that she has no idea about. So, you know, and I thank God for her interest in the book because there's some things that she needs to hear also in the book.
Right. Right. Y'all definitely have to get it because, like she said, I'm her niece. And as she was reading it to me, it blew my mind literally to the point like, wow, you learn something new every day about your family history. And I must say that it's one little hero in the book who always had your attention, you looked up to, you could talk to, and that's a beautiful thing when you have someone you can look up to and talk to. But you know what I'm going to do right now? I'm going to take a quick commercial break, and when I come back, I'd like to introduce your buddy, as you were talking about earlier. Let's take a quick break, call me.
All right, then. In a minute.
In 2006, two unlikely friends became the heroes of Radiator Springs. But on their next big road trip, they're not only racing across the world.
Wish me luck.
You go get it, buddy.
Welcome to the inaugural running of the World Grand Prix.
They're racing to save the world.
No one can stop us.
Finn MacMissile, British Intelligence.
So mighty. Average intelligence.
Welcome to Tokyo International Airport.
Listen, this isn't Radiator Spring.
These Americans are clearly master spies.
Oh, you've got to be joking.
Go, McQueen!
Ten more, Mater.
I'm
one approach.
Roger that.
There he is.
He's down the way.
Hang on.
Cars 2.
Sorry, ladies.
Enrique.
Usher.
This is for the dirty girls all around the world.
Here we go.
Another day, another night, and she acting like she don't sleep. She's a five when she drinks, but she's a ten when she's on top of me. She don't wanna love, she just wanna touch. She's a beat of girl to never get enough. She don't wanna love, she just wanna touch. She's got all the moves to make you get it up. She's a dirty.
Talking to Mocha D this evening about her book. It's which is not out yet, but like I said earlier, I want everybody to, you know, hear what I have to say about it because it blew my mind when she was telling me about the things in the book. Mocha D, if you could be so kindly, just give the people a little sneak preview of a little taste, best way you can, you know, in words, how you could tell people out there who's listening about your book without giving it too much away, but enough to make a person want to say, I want to go get it. So can you please get them a little, you know, taste of it the best way you can?
Well, they already know the name of the book. I Ain't Got Time to Go Crazy. They already know that. But basically there's because you guys already also know, listen to me on the radio, I'm very poetic, you know, so there is some
you know, some poetry in the book. You guys, maybe I'll just give you the ending of one of the ending, and it'll say a lot about the book. Just this little ending, which is, I ain't got time to ask questions. I ain't got time to keep on stressing. I ain't got time to push up daisies, and I ain't got time to go crazy. So if you just marinate on that.
Wow.
Yeah. All righty, that's Mocha D for you. Mocha D, one more favor. Can you introduce your buddy, the one that motivated you to write this book, your agent?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, it's an absolute honor to introduce the Empress to the show. How you doing, Empress?
I'm fine. How are you?
Oh, I'm blessed. I am blessed. We're on the show with Sweet Sassy T. And, you know, I had to speak up on you because I asked her to come on the show. She certainly don't do all the shows, you know what I mean? And like I told you guys in the beginning, she's a very, very busy woman. And first let me say thank you, Empress, for literally taking me under her wing, you know, and she has wings. I speak highly on her. She'd be like, oh, stop. But she has wings of gold. And I really appreciate that because some people just don't care. And, you know, it's not about how some people say it's all about, you know, you got to know somebody in order for this to happen. You got to know somebody in order for that to happen. You know, the bottom line is a closed mouth don't get fed. But sometimes you can be speaking and you have, you know, the Bible says you never know when you're among angels. You know what I mean? So if nobody even hear you or hear around you, these people that you do know is not even helping you, every now and then there comes that angel. Every now and then there comes that angel.
Right.
And that's how, you know, so I just want to say thank you, Empress, for once again for taking me under your wings and really trying to make this happen.
Yeah,
okay.
He's been a true blessing in my life as well.
Okay, say it one more time.
Mocha
I'm sorry, I was in the middle of a tear. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No. Mocha D has been a true blessing in my life as well. You know, and it's more than just business. It's a true friendship there, and
right. We're
like sisters. You know, and I just the things that she has been through. And where she is now is a blessing because many people who travel that path could not have made it through. And you know that God was with her all the way through this path. And that's why I encourage her that people need to know about this so they can be encouraged and they know that someone has made it and that she can be that beacon of light for that person. You know, it's not always about the money. It's about the travel, and it's about your journey, and it's about helping other people to get to their journey. And to me, that's where the finance and the blessings come back to you.
Well, talk. Wow. Can you tell the listeners out there, by the way, this is Sweet Tea talking, can you let them know how they can find you?
I can hardly hear you. I'm sorry.
Could you hear me now? I said, can you let the listeners know out there how they can find you?
Well, I'm a private organization. So it's basically you got to know somebody that knows somebody that can know me. But if you really want to get in contact with me, I do the EMP 3-time platinum at AOL. You can always email me.
Well, and that's
I can
all
get back with
wrote.
You that way.
And that's all I was asking, baby girl.
That's it. I don't do all those Facebook and then Twitters.
Oh, well, I wanted another question for you. I know Mocha D, she could be real hard-headed and very stubborn, but she got a heart of gold. So I just wanted to know, how did you even motivate her to come out of her shell to write this book? As she said, you motivated her. So how did you, what's the secret? What was the secret to motivate her to write this book, girl?
Lord have mercy. You know what? It wasn't hard because I think she was ready to come out of her shell. She was just waiting for somebody to help her out. But it's a heck of a shell she came out of, I'm telling you. And when the book is ready and you guys get it, oh, my God, it's going to blow your mind.
Yes,
it's amazing.
It is. So far.
Yeah.
So far.
It's an amazing journey. It's an amazing story.
Yeah. And Mocha D, as I know, you have a long ways to go to finish your book, I like to believe. I just want to ask you a personal question. So the book, actually, when you was reading the book to me so far, you know, everybody have a story to tell. Everybody.
Right.
But your story, you know, I just imagine me writing that book. To even write it, I would be crying writing it.
Mm.
How do you even go through even putting that on paper? I can't even put in words. But my whole point is, it take, you know, I know this is average talk where people say, oh, you're a strong woman or a strong black woman or whatever you want to call it. But actually, people out there who's listening, when you read this book, like I said, everybody have a story to tell. But when you read this book, you be like, wow. The Mocha D that I know, Mocha D in the house, and she laughing, she, you know, goofy and sense of humor. When you start reading this book, you'd be like, wow, I would have never known. Never known.
Yeah.
And she went
You know what, Sassy? The thing is, that's part of what I was trying to explain to you earlier. Mocha D out of the way. See, Mocha D is like Sasha Fierce, so to speak. I had to get Mocha D out of the way and really find that little girl that I had all covered up and everything. Because when you cover something up, I don't care how much covers you put on it. I don't care how much perfume you put on it. Mm-hmm. But when you got crap, or should I boldly say doo-doo, it's going to seep through. It's going to seep through. And, I mean, it's just like, you know, I've got a violent temper, man, that you guys don't know, and I got to keep the laughter going, and then I got to keep the joy going, because Ramona is not just angry. Ramona was very sad. Ramona was very angry. You know, you guys don't know that side, because I felt that you didn't need to know. But Empress has shown me that, you know what, somebody need to know, because somebody's going through it, and they need to know how to get out of it, not how to get out of it by hiding and covering it and camouflaging it. You need a healing. You need a healing. And the way we really get our healing is to do what our true purpose for being on earth is, share it. Share the word and let them know that it's going to be all right, and it's only through God, by God, that you will be healed. So I had to search deep inside and find the God that does live in me, the God that truly lived in me from the mothers and grandmothers that I had that was the woeing and praying for me. It worked.
You know what Mom could do? Right.
It worked.
And, you know, I hear a lot of people, you know, saying like Tyrese Gibson or Missy Elliott, when they came out with their story or their book, they said, we have to do this for the people, so they can hear what we're going through. But my whole point is, personally, how I look at it like you really healing yourself, too. Because it's no longer you holding all that in.
Sweet Sassy T and the Empress. And I don't just call her Empress. She's not the Empress. I gave her that extra. The Empress, you know what I mean? Because of the respect that I have for her. But let me tell you something. I had to really truly put Ramona aside. You don't even understand how serious that is. When you truly put yourself aside, is not an easy thing. It's not an easy thing to do. It's not. And she really have made me look at Ramona. Let me tell you what I mean by that. I had a friend of mine, and she's a well-known person, so I won't get into the names, but a friend of mine had talked to me about the book. And I was kind of like in a hurry to get a certain part of the book done because it was like in demand by the publishers or whatever. So I was kind of in a hurry to get a certain part of this book done. So I'm listening to this person that I have respect for, whatever. And when I wrote down some things, she gave me some ideas or what suggestions or whatever because she did a book herself or whatever. So I'm like, all right, thank you. I appreciate that. You have to be careful who you talk to, even though they've done some things. You know, they may have done the very same thing that you've done, but you have to make sure if you listen to them, you don't lose yourself in listening to them. And when I read Empress, she was like, you got it? I'm like, I got it. I'm ready. And she said, okay, right. Let me hear it. Let me hear what you got. And I was about to spit out what I wrote to Empress, and I'm just looking at her. She's like, okay, thank you, Mokadi. What happened to Mocha D in that book? Who she knew right off the bat something went on. Something she said, wow, she was ready to not even do the book. That's how much I had lost myself in it. See, am I lying, Empress?
That just goes back. Yeah. That just goes back what I was saying earlier. That heals you too, because you ain't building this inside of you constantly and constantly. Once you start writing it on paper, and it heals you because you have a voice now. You sharing it with the world. You okay to talk about it now. And that's my whole point. It's not just helping someone out there. It's also helping you like chicken noodle soup. You know?
Right. Yeah. My point I was trying to make, that's your whole point, and it's a beautiful thing. My point I was trying to make was that when you are involved in something that is you, you cannot let someone come along and strip you of that. Even if they mean well, make sure you don't. And that's a very good point, and I don't want the audience to lose it. Don't lose yourself in someone else. And that goes in many areas of life. You feel me? That goes in every area of your life. God has gave you an individual gift, your gift. When you set out to go forward with that gift and make it happen and prosper, don't allow nobody to strip you of it. And I know she didn't mean to do that. She meant well. But you have to never lose yourself. Always remember who you are and what you're here for. But you'll never know what you're here for until you find someone like, quote, unquote, the Empress, or find someone, whoever that angel is that God bring in your life, recognize it. And the way you recognize it is to stay on the same accord with the Lord. Stay in contact with your Father, because you can't get it from nobody else. He's the only one that can give you that gift of discernment. He's the only one that can bring that angel. Otherwise, it's coming from darkness. Be in tune with yourself. That's all I'm saying.
Real talk. Y'all heard it from Uncle D. I'm going to take another quick commercial break and be right back.
In a minute.
welcome, welcome back to the show this evening with Sweet Tea, the Sassy Diva. Once again, thank you for listening to the show. Who's out there showing me love this evening? Because I know you could be doing something else or not. But anyways, we back on. Mocha D, are you still with me?
Mocha in the house. You know what? I'm tripping because I was thinking about what you were saying, and they know that happy Mocha D in the house, Mocha D. And that's pretty much, I want to say that's all they need to know, but that's not nice. This, I mean, some things they have to know that this, pardon me?
Yeah, you can't say that because you're coming out with your book. They ain't going to see all kinds
of things. Yeah, I know. that's my point. Some things just, they need to that superwoman that you were saying, you know, some people come out like that superwoman and that above average woman. At the end of the day, we're just humans. I'm just a woman. You
right.
know what I mean? I'm a woman. I bleed. I hurt. I'm a woman, and this is a little bit of the book, but which is cool. But I am a woman, one woman, that was raped by three men in one night. Now, that is some very, very
deep stuff.
People, I don't know nobody unless they were doing some type of train move, some little whatever. They need to tell the story. But someone that's been violated like that is people have trouble just being raped by one person. And people
right.
don't believe me. Some people from Chicago know. But there's people that don't even believe me because they're so used to Mocha D laughing and talking and joking and everything. They're like, girl, you're so crazy. You would put dubs on it. No. True story.
Right.
And the details of it is which, you'll read about it. But people are sick.
I think that's the reason why you are now, because you got a sense of humor and you deal with it. Because if you didn't have a sense of humor, I think you would have snapped a long time ago. But
definitely.
You standing 4'11", you raised kids good.
This is part of the healing that I'm telling you that Empress is working with. She's qualified to do quite a few things. She just didn't get into the details. But this is part of the healing because I still get like, ugh, and still feel that, when I speak on it. But when I'm speaking to people such as this audience, I need you to know you may still feel filthy, but just know it's not you. Don't do that because we're human.
Right.
But it's not you, and it's not your, definitely not your fault, period. You can't tell me if I wear some safety clothes and I look good that I'm bringing it on myself. You know how people do. You know, if she hadn't walked that
right.
walk, and it might have wouldn't have happened. No. People are twisted in the brain. Folks is getting raped at midnight with a fur coat on and a doggone igloo jacket zipped outside their face. It doesn't matter. People really need to go inside themselves and figure out, why are you doing this to folks? Why are you doing this? And you find that a lot of people that are doing stuff like that, they've been molested. They've been harmed. I can't even say what I want to do. God darn it, it'll be done tomorrow on MTV. Anyway, I want to do some things.
Right. And on that note, I know you, like I said, still working on your book and everything. I know after you're done with your book, you're going to turn around and make a movie out of it. So you're doing big things. And for the listeners out there, Mocha D, can you think you could tell us when you'll be done with this book?
Well, you know what? The book will be out this year. We're looking at it being out this year. The pace. It's a beautiful thing because God has allowed me to, first of all, let me say this. People only have a certain window period in their life. You know, we all have a certain time, and it's ripe right now. It's ripe right now. Mocha D is in season right now. Everything and everyone has a season. It's my season right now. So I'm trying
That's
to
right.
get this done. I'm trying to get this done this year. I'm going to get it done. Now, you can talk to the Empress about how things are in motion, but I think she's going to tell you the same thing, somewhat of the same thing I'm saying is Mocha D is flowing this. And I thank God I have a team. She has a team set up for me. And she'll tell you about it. Talk to them, Emperor.
Okay, well, I'm listening. What's going on?
Well, basically with Mocha, you know, as far as when the book is going to be done, I kind of feel is when God finished with her, to let her finish bringing everything out that needs to be out into the book, and that's when it's going to be done. And so we're moving at God's pace because this is truly a story that when you see Mocha and she's smiling and she's happy, that's just a cover-up. That's just a cover-up of Mocha. That's, you know, that's just her way to get through life. And now that she's able to do this book and really show who she really is, you know, that's God working on her. And so we got to do it all in God's time. And so whenever God tells it's time to move to the next stage, then we're moving. I do everything on God's time.
Isn't it wonderful to have a God-loving woman on your team, a God-loving person on your team? You know what I mean? Someone, a God-loving person on your team. Because I'm looking at it like this, and this is why she get paid the big bucks. I would look at it like this. I got a deadline. Well, not really, but I would like to have it out here by the end of this year. I would like to be finished with this, but you're right, Empress. God made sure
you don't have a deadline. And she said whatever God
wants. There's a saying, tell God your plans and watch him laugh at it.
Well,
you can
like
tell
that.
God all day what you want and what you're going to do, but it's all in what God said you're going to do and when it's going to come.
You're right.
The path.
You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. And you know what? One thing that I admire about you, Empress, and which is a similarity into myself, in myself that I see, because, you know, I finally like a couple of things about me. And here's one of the things, and you happen to have that same thing. We don't mind at all saying that some other, especially women have trouble dealing with women. You're one of the women I can deal with. I don't do women, and you know that, Sassy T. I don't care what she offer or what they would call offer. I've been offered many things, but you, Empress, have a way that's similar to what I found about myself, that it's all right. It's all right to give it up to another female. Females have trouble with that.
It goes back to what I was saying earlier, how you get Mocha D stirring but to do this book because she just is old.
No, you know what the thing is, women are natural. Some women are just haters like that. Some women don't want to let another woman know that they write about something, and you guys out there need to knock it off. You need to knock it off. If God sent a woman in your life, and I ain't no homosexual, I'm strictly
ignorant
if I can say that. I'm saying is, if God sends a woman in your life, you women need to give it up to that woman that has studied and has learned and has been out there, been there, done that, and she came. That's what we're supposed to do as women, grab those young women and show them the light, even if it's an older woman, because I'm older than Empress. If she's got something to bring to that table that you ain't tasted, okay, then eat. And don't get perverted on me. I know some of y'all are crazy. If she's got something that's going to help you in your spirit and help boost your morale and help you be prosperous in your life so you, in turn, can help somebody eat and get full. Eat and get full
right.
And say, glory be to God. To all God be the praises and be the glory. And I thank you, Empress. I really do. And let me, since I'm thanking people, I want to thank, you know, Carla B., for having opening up these lines, because that girl is the brain behind these lines right now. She is the brain behind it. I want to know how to work all this stuff. When you got somebody that know how to do something, give them their props. That's the only way we're going to make it. Give people their props and learn something. You know what I mean?
Now, I've been in the industry for about 20 years. And I've been around a lot of men. So I learned from men.
Mm-hmm.
And Mocha is right. You know, I really don't deal with a lot of women. Honestly.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's what I was talking about, our similarities. I don't either. You know that, Sassy T.
I'm serious. You know, and like my mom, you know, she was a country woman, and she said, too much in one room stinks. And that means too much. You know what I'm talking about. In one room stink. And it really does, because females bring a lot of pussy.
You know what you're talking about, what we need to know.
Too much pussy in one room stinks. Because females are very messy. They don't take their business seriously like a man do. And they wonder why they cannot climb up that ladder.
Right.
And if they leave all the drama and the haterism and all that stuff, oh, she got this, so, you know, I'm going to hate on her about that. They leave all that outside and just deal with the person, not a woman or a man, but the person, then they'll know what they truly got. And that's what I know what I truly have in Mocha D, in Ramona. You know, I know the person. I don't look at her as a female or a male. I know her.
Right.
And that's the only way I was able to grow in this business.
Empress, the thing is, the connection is spiritual, because we know in the spiritual world there is no gender.
There is no gender.
Yeah. And that's the connection, and it's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing, United States.
Let it go.
Well, we cannot wait to see this book to come out. I know I can't wait. I'll probably be the first one in line. And, Mocha D, what else you up to? What else the listeners out there can know what you want to bring out and what you're going to do? Do you have anything else, any more surprises for us? Because
You know what? We're bringing out quite a few things, and I can't really get into all the details that's connected to this book, because there's a lot of things connected to the book that
besides
we're going to be
book,
doing.
Besides the book.
Besides the book, she'll be bringing out a workout video, because, you know, Mocha D has a, and I'm not gay by no means of the imagination, but Mocha D has a banging body, and those arms are amazing. So she will be bringing out a workout video. She will be doing things on, we're going to have some things going on YouTube.
Don't worry about it, baby.
I got it all legal and covered.
Hey, Sweet Sassy T, look, remember when you were saying how you deal with Mocha D? I know she's a hard person to deal with. Here we go.
That surprised me right there.
She wanted to know what you had besides the book that's coming out, and that is coming out.
Right.
We're working on
it. Yeah, that's true. True that. Okay. Right. Well, you know what I'm saying. That's why I take my life and put it in part of my life and put it in Empress' hands. So don't talk about it. Okay. We will be doing that. We're not being like that. Yeah, that's gonna be the business.
I thought
I was doing right by Empress by keeping it on the down low right now until we, you know, really
get out of these things. Wow. Question for you, Mocha D. So what you gonna be in, little day to do shorts, little swimsuit, working out?
I'm really focusing on the injured and the elderly. You know, that's what I'm really going to be focusing on.
Oh, that's very interesting.
That's why I didn't really want to get into details, but the difference is it gave me the go-ahead, so that's fine. I'm going to be really focusing on the injured and the elderly, because that is something that people really need to understand. People are forgetting about them, and they're still here. A lot of you folks might want your grandmama to die. A lot of them people, a lot of people are tired of their grandparents. They're tired of their parents, really tired of the older people.
That's lovely.
I'm just keeping it real. They're neglecting their elderly relatives, and they're not giving them no love. I've seen too many elderly people with their little sandals on, coming from church and everything, looking all beautiful, and their heels is crusted and toe up, and their ankles are swollen. They need somebody to really show them some love. Can you walk with them, massage their legs, and rub their feet, scrape that crust off their heels? Can you show them some love? So I just want to get the elderly in shape so they can reach down and scrub their own goddamn feet, hopefully. You know what I mean? So they can reach down and feel good. I mean, for real, you know, I don't know if you guys know, but I'm certified to do these things with the elderly. I work with Alzheimer's and dementia people, and my heart is there. Don't mess with the babies.
and don't mess with the elderly. You know, don't mess with nobody, but those two things are my heart. So that's basically what I'll be focusing on in that video.
So basically what you're saying is what happened was you're going to do all that with the AC and everything, then they're going to work out?
You know what? I'm going to have aromatherapy. I'm going to be doing aromatherapy. I'm going to be doing a lot of things in this video. I'm going to be doing a lot of things. And it's going to be hands-on. And I already have a couple of seniors that I have a lot of respect for that will be in the video, and we're going to show them some love. It's not going to just be a simple video of something that ain't been done before. We're going to show them some love and let these people look at this video and hopefully feel compassion for their family members, or their elderly family members, and watch them feel good and sit back and feel good, stand up and feel good. It's time for you guys to love everyone, not just
right.
people that
could. And you know what? Anything is possible. Because I'm feeling you rubbing my feet right now, scrubbing it for me. You know, anything is possible.
Yeah, we're going to be exercising. We're going to be kicked back. We're going to do the candles. We're going to do the hands-on. We're going to be doing all that kind of stuff. And the name of this video, as you very well know, is I Ain't Got Time to Go Crazy. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
I ain't got time to go
crazy. I know that's right.
We'll find time to love yourself and pamper yourself. You will find time for these things. It's just going to be beautiful, Teresa, Sweet Sassy T. You know, it's going to be beautiful.
But you know what?
I'm going to have
I'm gonna tell you like this. Mocha D, you keep putting rabbits out of your hat. You for surprises. Anything is possible, real talk. You do your darn thing. It's your turn to shine. It's 2011. You coming out with a good book. You finna work out with the older crowd to keep them in shape. You finna rub feet. Girl, you's a busy body. You finna do the darn thing, ain't you?
We've already started
wow.
the reality shows. We've already started the reality shows, and you guys are gonna love that because wow, y'all don't know, but it's 10 of us in my home right now. We got a reality
and
show
real talk. A lot of people probably. You know, not taking it serious as far as the tape that you're coming out with because, you know, but that's something really to think about, that someone like you is showing these older people love and taking time out to do something like that. And I never seen it being done. So, you know, I give you props for that, Mocha D.
People have done it, but a lot of people don't have that glue. They don't have that stick to it, you know, to do it. But it's got to be done. The book will be first, of course, so they can get to understand why we're furthering it with these different things. They'll understand why it's mandatory to move forward and do these things because we don't want to do a book and then close the door and say, okay, there's a book. Anyway, the first book is going to be from age 5 to 25 anyway. So they can, mm-hmm. they'll need some time to marinate on that, and then we'll move on to 25 to today. And you guys look forward to what's happening today. You only know a little bit about Mocha D, like you only know a little bit about Sweet Sassy T. I'll tell you, I smoke about her in the book.
Yeah, ain't no wrong with that, Mocha D. It's your time to shine. I ain't going to get in your way. You better believe that.
You know
but,
what? That's you know, people use that phrase pretty loosely, but I'm going to keep it 1,000. That shine, I wanted to reflect on you and Carla B. And
baby, don't worry about me. I'm going to have my time. My shine is all day long. It's over my head, baby. We talk about you right now.
No. I don't want you to misconstrue what I'm saying. When I say I'm talking about the shine, I'm talking about the light of Christ, basically. I know you got God and you know God and you love God, but the bottom line is the shine means that Jesus is moving and working and the message is being delivered. That's all I'm saying. I just want to just swoop
and that's what I'm saying. I agree.
Sun-kissed, you know? That's all I'm saying.
Breaking up, Mocha D. You're breaking up, baby girl.
Oh, I'm sorry about that, my love. I start moving. You know how hyper I am. I don't even know why I ain't getting a check
right.
from my ADHD.
But I was already on your page, which how you just broke it down, so I understand completely where you're coming from. And, you know, I just want to just, you know, thank you for being on my show. Thank you, your motivation, your girl. You still with us?
Yes, I'm still with you.
Thank you for being on my show also. I appreciate it. And Mocha D, you know I got love for you. And you know, man, I'm going to have you back on the show again. But, you know, I'm going to show love to you anyways. And I know you have a show every other Sunday. So, you know, can't wait to hear you. And, you know, if you have anything else to say before I close up my show, you go ahead free to say so. But please, let's make it short. Now,
you know what? I'm going to do better than that. Like I was saying, Empress was saying something in the background, and I always want to hear what she has to say. So I appreciate you allowing me to close it up, but I'm gonna push it on the Empress and see what she has to say because I definitely want to hear it.
Okay, go ahead. The ball is rolling.
You know what? I really didn't have too much to say. I just want to thank you for having me on your show. And just if you have something in your life that's been eating at you, let it out. It's not going to stop until you totally let it out. Not half of it. You got to let it all out. You can't let half of your story out. You got to let it all out. And let it be a blessing to others. And that's all I have to say.
Cool. And I'm going to wrap it up. We're going to wrap this show up. Deuces around this time. I'll let you, girl. Much love.
I'll let you, girl. Mocha D is leaving the building.
EOTM Radio. Entrepreneurs on the move. Reshaping life for a better tomorrow.